This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. This weekend in Iran brings a crunch point between government hardliners and reformers. The confrontation is over next month's scheduled parliamentary elections. There specifically, who will be allowed to run. Of more than 8,000 candidates who announced, more than half were blocked from running by the Guardian Council, the body of Islamist clerics who have constrained Iran's reformist president, Mohammad Khatami. The candidates who were vetoed were typically Khatami's allies. 80 of them already held office, making the ban effectively an ouster of those reformers from government. Well, today, following a sit-in by reformers in parliament, the Guardian Council permitted some of those candidates to run. We called Farnaz Farsihi, Middle East correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. She's in Tehran, and she says today's announcement has not been enough to appease the protesters who are threatening to quit parliament.
This is the strongest case of public showdown that we've seen between the reformists and the hardliners since President Khatami took office. And the reformists came to dominate the parliament. There have been many, you know, give and takes and arguments and discussions over the past few years, but never as strong as this, and certainly never a threat of the whole parliament collapsing as a result of the majority of the MPs resigning. There has been a three-week sit-in, and they've said that, in essence, that they have a problem with the way things are, the elections laws that call for a non-elected body to decide who is running, and therefore making the notion of democracy rather murky.
Well, let's say it reaches that point of mass resignations from parliament, and there is a public conflict between reformers and hardliners. If it were settled by public opinion in Iran, is it clear which side would prevail?
I think it's absolutely clear. The Iranians have made it very clear in the last two public polls or elections of President Khatami that they favor serious reform and that they favor a major change in the system as it is. And, you know, what's really interesting, Robert, is that there are very strong Republican values in Iran, and people have come to realize in the past 25 years of the Islamic Republic that their vote can matter, and that they, if they really go to the polls, they can either elect a president that they choose and bring candidates that they choose to the parliament, or they can boycott it, as they did with the city council last year, and therefore publicly announce that they don't support the candidates and they don't want to participate.
To what extent has this conflict galvanized the public? Have there been big protests in the streets by ordinary would-be voters, or has it remained a conflict between the elites?
It's remained a conflict between the elites. There have been no public demonstrations, and interestingly, no student demonstrations either. In fact, I think it's galvanized the public to back the reformers, because if this had not happened, there was fear that people would not even vote for the reformers, and reform may have died.
One of those who was banned from running again was President Khatami's brother. Is he on the list of those allowed back on the ballot, do you know?
He is. He's on the list of those allowed back on the ballot, but he's also one of those who has threatened to resign on Sunday.
So is Sunday now the showdown date when the members
Sunday
of parliament?
Sunday is the showdown date. Tomorrow the parliament is closed. Now the trick is whether the provincial governors will also resign, as they've threatened to. If they resign, there can be no elections, because by law, the provincial governors are the ones who oversee local elections in each state or in each governance. So, you know, after we see the resignations of the MPs, we really have to look and see how widespread this will be, whether it will spread to the provincial governors and whether they will actually be able to hold elections.
Farnaz Farsihi, Middle East correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for talking with us from Tehran.
Thank you very much for having me, Robert.